Photo Strip Predicament. Written by J.J. Fox. Read by a literal garbage heap. Summary. Neil Jostin is the worst. As if it wasn't enough that all of Aaron's friends love him, and he stole the math competition victory right under his nose, but now he photoshopped Aaron's face in a picture of them kissing, and no one believes Aaron that this isn't him in that photo. Or, Aaron finally finds his long-lost brother. Neil might have found him a little sooner than Aaron. Aaron stares at the score on the board and blinks a few times, as if that would change the numbers there. He can't believe it. Some new kid with an attitude, a goddamn jock at that, just stole the win right under his nose. Aaron is known for two things in his school. He wins the math contest at school every year, and he's dating the prettiest cheerleader. Well, most people think that second one is a decoy for Aaron to look cooler and Caitlin to look smarter, but they can all go to hell. Caitlin is smart and beautiful and kind, and she's dating Aaron because she loves him. People be damned. Neil Jostin's smug smile across the hall turns Aaron's stomach into knots. He hates the arrogant bastard. He really does. Ever since Neil appeared at school, he somehow weaseled his way into Aaron's friend's circle. He became Allison's favorite new toy, Renee calls him Neely Bear, Dan and Matt claimed him as their child, and he even made a point of introducing himself to Nikki as Aaron's math buddy on the last parent-teacher meeting. Everyone looks at him as if the sun shines out his ass, and now he wins the school math competition? Aaron's math competition? No. Fucking no. Who the hell does this little shit think he is? Self-control slips out of his hands in a heartbeat, and Aaron doesn't remember making the decision to do so, but he flips Neil off and storms out of the hall. Later that night, he lies on the floor in his room with his head in Caitlin's lap while she rubs her thumbs around his temples. Baby, it's okay. You can't win every time. It's not okay. I hate that asshole. Caitlin kisses his forehead. You know, he's actually not that horrible. Aaron growls. Don't tell me he lured you in, too, because I swear I'm gonna find him and kick his stupid jock ass. Aaron is absolutely going to call him that until the end of time. Neil and his adoptive brother, Kevin, play on the lacrosse team. What kind of jock wins math competitions? Ugh! Of course not. I'm always on your side, baby. Even when you're wrong. Aaron wants to argue, but when Caitlin smiles like that, he's helpless to do anything but melt from the inside. She runs her fingers through his hair, and he can almost push Neil Jostin out of his mind. How is, your search going? Caitlin says, and Aaron tenses. A few years ago, when his mother was dying in a hospital, she made a drug-induced confession. Aaron has a brother. That was all she'd told him. No name, no location, nothing. But holy shit, Aaron has a brother, and right then and there, he vowed he'd do anything to find him. Not such an easy thing to do, it turns out. When things between Aaron and the Hemmicks got sour, Nikki fought tooth and nail to become Aaron's legal guardian, and he won. Aaron never told Nikki's parents that he had a brother. They were barely interested in keeping Aaron around. But he remembers the day he told Nikki and the way his face turned ashen. That was a year ago. Since then, Nikki found out that Aaron's brother had been adopted, and that made things even more complicated. But Nikki isn't the quitting type, and neither is Aaron. Someday, he knows, he will find his brother, if only to see his face once. Not so great. Nikki's on the verge of hiring a private investigator. There's some bullshit that they can give us information about him only if he filed some paper that he wants to be contacted if his biological family is looking for him, which he hasn't done. So, there's that. Caitlin bends down to place another kiss on his forehead. You'll find him. I'm sure you will. What if I do and he wants nothing to do with me? It's a possibility. This is why when you find him, I think you should try to handle the whole situation without any expectations. And give it time. Yeah, Aaron sighs. Before Nikki, Aaron never felt like he had a family. His mother was, well, she was many things, but a loving, kind person wasn't one of them. Some days Aaron thought she wished he was gone and she didn't have to deal with him. He knows Caitlin is right. He shouldn't expect anything, even if he finds his brother, which right now seems like an impossible mission. But when Aaron thinks of him, he thinks of the type of family he never had. A family that cares. He wishes at least his brother got to have this when he was adopted. Neil secures his math competition victory pin on his shirt at the end of his shift at the cotton candy stand and smirks at the blonde boy leaning against the booth across from Neil. Working in the amusement park has its perks, but recently, Neil has narrowed them all down to one, Andrew. The first time he met Andrew, 2 months ago, the blonde was buying cotton candy from him. He remembers it in vivid detail. Neil wrapped the cotton candy in the messiest way he could pull off without the thing falling apart, and handed it to Aaron. There was something strange about him, something not Aaron about him, that sent a tiny spark in Neil's stomach. "Aren't you going to ask me if I spit on it?" Neil said with a smirk. "Do you usually spit in other people's cotton candy? Employee of the month." "Aaron, not Aaron," said with a stony expression. The blonde's eyes lit in amusement, the edge of his mouth curled up, and Neil knew this couldn't be Aaron. He tested his theory regardless. "How's Caitlin?" The blonde boy raised an eyebrow. "You've either mistaken me for someone else or you're hallucinating. What's in that sugar coloring?" "You look exactly like this stuck-up killjoy asshole in my school." The blonde boy snorted. "Your attitude towards customers is truly inspiring." "I'm a bit of a dick, people say." "Good for you." The boy tore a piece of cotton candy and turned to walk away. Neil didn't know why he stopped him. Maybe it was the mystery resemblance to Aaron that bugged him, or maybe it was something else entirely. "Hey," Neil called after him. "How about I make you a decent cotton candy and it will be on the house?" The blonde boy turned around and dragged his gaze excruciatingly slow from Neil's head all the way down. "Better make it worth that annoying, sassy personality of yours." Neil grinned and made the best-looking cotton candy puff in his life. Then it became a regular thing. Andrew waiting for him in the park, the cotton candy, their hideaway in the photo booth no one cared to visit, the truths, the kisses. Before Neil shuts down the stand, he pours green-colored sugar into the cotton candy machine and spins a huge puffy cloud for Andrew. The blonde's mouth quirks up at the edge. Neil pulls the shutter down and hands the cotton candy over to Andrew. He cocks an eyebrow at him. "Green?" "Yes, the color of your brother's face today when you lost the math thing," Neil grins. "You enjoy messing with my brother way too much." That draws a laugh out of Neil. He finds it wildly entertaining the way Aaron riles up about everything Neil-related. If he didn't play on the lacrosse team, he would have joined the Vixen squad just to see the look of absolute horror on Aaron's face. As if Caitlin and Neil aren't already friends. He still remembers when he introduced himself to Nikki just so he could talk to him for a while. For Andrew's sake, of course. Aaron nearly fainted that day. It's funny how Aaron and Andrew have nothing in common. If they did, Neil doubts that Andrew and he would have hit it off the first night they met. Andrew stuffs a large piece of the candy in his mouth, leaving a green stain on the side of his lips. Neil leans in. "Yes or no?" "Yes," Andrew says, and kisses him first. He puts a hand on the back of Neil's neck and pulls him down to kiss his forehead. Andrew's forehead kisses are Neil's new favorite thing in the world. "Photo booth?" he manages to say without sounding completely wrecked. "Yes." Andrew isn't a particularly chatty type, but Neil likes that about him. They don't need words. Somehow, even in the silence, they tell each other everything they need to. But today, Andrew is the scary type of quiet. The scowl between his eyebrows is deeper than usual, and his edges are sharper. "What is it?" Neil says. "Nothing." Neil scoffs, and he can practically hear Andrew rolling his eyes. "I want to meet them. I just don't think that they will want to meet me." Neil reaches for his hand and waits until Andrew nods to hold it on his own. If Aaron knows he has a brother, he hasn't given it away at all. But regardless of how petulant Aaron is, Neil really doesn't believe he'll push his brother away. Aaron's a good one, wrapped up in a thick layer of peevish bullshit, but good nonetheless. "I don't think that's going to happen. Plus, your cousin went to court to get custody over Aaron just so he can get him away from his asshole parents. There's no way he'll refuse to meet you. I'm pretty sure he has no idea you exist." Neil has pieced together Aaron's life from his conversations with Caitlin, rumors, and this one time he met Nikki and Nikki did not shut up for 15 minutes. Generally, Aaron's family, save for Nikki, were complete assholes. Neil really doubts any of them casually slipped, "Hey, Aaron, by the way, you have a twin brother in foster care because there were one too many of you and one had to go." Aaron stares at the photo booth panel in front of him. "I told B. I wasn't sure how she'd react, but I don't know why I doubted her." Neil huffs a quiet laugh. "Doubting people is your thing in general, but your mom's cool." "Are you saying that because she has watermelon every time you come over?" "It's a benefit." Andrew shakes his head and props the cotton candy on the makeshift stand he made in the booth 3 weeks ago. "So, I have something to tell you." "Okay?" Neil tenses. It's not that he's had experience with relationships before, but even he knows that this is how breakup conversations start. "I'm moving to your school next week." Neil perks up. "Are you serious?" Andrew hums. "Are you going to try for the lacrosse team?" Andrew tips his head back, mumbling, "Junkie." Neil chuckles. He's seen Andrew play. He's good. Really, really good. Honestly, it's a waste of talent not to be on the team. That's one of the reasons Neil wants him to go for it. The other has something to do with the way the uniform looks on Andrew. Not that Neil would ever admit that out loud. "Maybe you should contact Aaron before that, or he might faint when he sees you." Andrew rolls his eyes. "I don't want to talk about this anymore." "What do you want to talk about, then?" "Nothing." Andrew buries his fingers in Neil's hair. "Yes or no?" "Yes," Neil breathes out, before their lips crash together. Neil's experience with kissing comes down to two girls in Canada, and those kisses were awkward and sloppy and did nothing for him. But Andrew kisses like they're going to die tomorrow. He ignites something in the pit of Neil's stomach, and Neil can't get enough of it. Neil keeps his hands in his lap while Andrew runs his across his chest. He wants to touch him, wants to bury his fingers in the soft blonde strands, but he can't bring himself to break the kiss and ask. Andrew catches his wrist and brings his hand up to his head, and Neil takes that as permission. He's not sure how long they kiss. Time always seems to move differently when Andrew's involved. When they inevitably break off, Andrew pulls Neil's head on his shoulders and keeps a hand buried in his curls. He tears off a piece of cotton candy, nibbling the sugary monstrosity in silence. Neil stares at the control panel in front of him for a long moment before he makes up his mind. "I want to take a picture with you."
"Are you serious?"
Andrew snorts.
"You can say no."
Andrew sighs and straightens up a bit, then reaches to the control panel and presses the button. Neil's smile spreads across his entire face, involuntarily. He reaches up and presses his lips against Andrew's jawline, making him shiver slightly.
"You're a complete pain in the ass. I don't know why I put up with you," Andrew says, and pulls the photo strips from the machine.
"You like me."
"I hate you," Andrew retorts.
"Keep telling yourself that," Neil says through a laugh. He snatches the photo strip from Andrew's hand and stares at it for a long moment. Andrew can say whatever the hell he wants, but Neil knows he's full of shit when he tries to cover up his feelings for him. Neil is not stupid. He knows why Andrew would do that. His life hasn't been a safe place for feelings, and he never pushes him. But that doesn't mean he believes him when Andrew says he hates Neil. In all honesty, Neil is sure he means the exact opposite. That's good enough for him. Andrew's face in the photos is so soft and his eyes wide as Neil's lips touch his skin. Neil wants to imprint that look in his memory and keep it forever. He folds the strip in the middle and shoves it in his pocket. Kevin can't stop thinking about it since he saw Neil drop a notebook on the floor this morning and he picked it up. He planned to give it back to Neil when he saw him at lunch, but then a photo strip slipped off of it. Neil and Aaron. Together. Neil kissing Aaron's jaw and Aaron's face looking calm, but still somehow completely blissed out. Kevin knew something was up with Neil for the last couple of months. They live together. It's impossible not to notice all of the days he was late after his shifts at the amusement park, or how he sneaked out of his window some days, or stared at his phone with an idiotic smile on his face. Kevin knows he's seeing someone, but he won't push. Neil will tell him when he's ready, or so Kevin thought. But this?
This isn't right. He has to talk to both of them. This isn't fair to Caitlin, and Kevin just can't wrap his head around this. This isn't like Aaron at all, even less so like Neil. He finds Aaron after his history class and drags him outside. What? Kevin, for God's sake, what is it? Aaron slaps Kevin's hand off his shoulder. What are you doing? Aaron knits his eyebrows together. What are you talking about? Oh, you want to play stupid? Okay, I mean you and Neil, Aaron. What the hell are you doing? Are you seriously cheating on Caitlin? What? Don't give me this crap. Caitlin doesn't deserve this shit. Kevin turns away. His face burns, and he knows if he stays longer, he's going to lose it. God, how much he hates cheaters. He can't believe Neil is doing this. And with Aaron? It makes absolutely no fucking sense. How the hell did Aaron lure him in? So much with Aaron's good guy bullshit exterior. Kevin wants to punch him. Aaron grabs his shoulder and pulls him back. What the fuck are you talking about? Kevin crosses his arms in front of his chest. Drop the bullshit, Aaron. I saw the pictures. You better tell Caitlin and leave her out of this, or I will. I can't believe Neil would do this shit. Pictures? Kevin would feel sorry for him, watching the complete shock on Aaron's face. Except, the evidence is right in his pocket, and he knows Aaron is putting on a good show just to come out of this clean. If he can act it out like this now, God knows what lies he spilled to Neil to win him over. Kevin whips the photo strip out and shoves it in Aaron's face. The blonde turns bright red in a heartbeat. There it is. What the fuck is... Kevin rolls his eyes. Really? You still won't admit it? That's pathetic. This isn't me! This time, Kevin laughs. The fuck it isn't! Allison pops from behind Aaron. Hey, what's going on? Aaron ignores her. This isn't me, Kevin, I swear to God. Why would I lie? He runs a hand over his face. What isn't you? Allison says, and leans over Aaron. A smirk takes over her face. Oh, looky here. Someone's been keeping secrets. She grabs the photos and steps back. I can't believe that of all of us, Neil actually decided to go for you. Don't you guys, like, hate each other? Aaron struggles to get the photos in Allison's hand, but she presses her palm on his forehead, pushing him back. Aaron scoffs in frustration. You two are insane. This isn't me. Neil must have photoshopped this bullshit. I'm not gay. Kevin snorts. Nice try. You know, I never pegged you for being such a liar. Plus, you don't have to be gay. There's bisexual, pansexual. Aaron cuts Allison off. I'm not into men, shut up. And I can't stand Justin. What is wrong with you? You certainly have a type, I'll give you that. Redheads are hot and wild. Allison winks and takes her phone out. She takes a picture of the photo strip before Aaron can get it off her. And that's stereotyping, Kevin says, pulling the photos from her and putting them back in his pocket. If this shit gets Neil in trouble, I have nothing to do with this. Your insane brother photoshopped my face to fuck with me. He's a fucking asshole. Of course he would do something like this. Don't talk about him like that. I swear I'll punch you. Ask me if I care about detention. Allison chuckles at that, sends Kevin an air kiss, and sneaks back into the building. Kevin glares at Aaron, mumbles, "Get your shit together," and leaves too. Next stop, Neil. By lunchtime, Neil finds out his photo strip has spread through the school like wildfire. He wants to slam his head into a wall for being so careless as to drop his notebook. Or Kevin's head, for sticking his nose in other people's business. Alright, that's a lie. Kevin's always been protective of him, and judging by the string of deranged texts he's received from him, he's worried out of his mind that Aaron might have done something to Neil. As if Neil isn't the one with the criminal past. He flips his phone out and texts Andrew. To Andrew, 12:32. Tiny bit of a problem. Someone stole the photos from your booth. Everyone at school thinks I'm dating your brother. Andrew, 12:34. Crying laughing emoji. I'll be starting in my new school with flying colors. To Andrew, 12:35. It's not funny. Andrew, 12:36. It is incredibly funny. Date tonight? Unless you want to take my brother. 2, Andrew, 12:37. Fuck you. Yes. The Ferris wheel. A hand on Neil's shoulder pulls him back. He registers Aaron's furious face and lets himself be pushed out of the cafeteria. Aaron only stops when they reach a quiet corner next to the bathrooms. He waves the photo strip in front of Neil's face. Do you have anything to say about that, you absolute asshole? Thanks for giving it back? Neil loves fucking with Aaron. Distantly, he thinks it would be a ridiculous sight to look at the twins together. Aaron, all worked up about everything, and Andrew glaring at everything that breathes until they walk away. You know, if you don't want people to think we're a thing, maybe you shouldn't pin me to random walls. Neil winks at him, watching the color deepen around Aaron's cheeks. Aaron pokes his finger against Neil's chest. You will tell people you photoshopped this. Today. Neil smirks. I don't think I will. This is too much fun. Someone clears their throat on their right. Neil looks over to meet Kevin's burning stare. Can I talk to you? Aaron storms past Kevin and disappears around the corner. Hey, Kev, Neil says with his most cheerful voice. Don't hey me. What the hell are you doing? Nothing. Neil, can you just trust me that it's not what it looks like? Kevin snorts. Please don't tell me Aaron was right and you did Photoshop this. At that, Neil laughs. That's what he said? Oh my god, he's totally lost his shit. Neil, what's going on? Kevin's face looks so wrecked, Neil can't stand it. He shouldn't have kept this a secret, not from Kevin. I'm dating someone. Clearly. That's not Aaron, Neil says, and waves the photos in the air. I don't... Neil leans closer and says in a whisper, his name's Andrew. He's Aaron's brother, but Aaron doesn't know that yet, I think. Andrew's been in the foster system since he was born. Kevin looks like Neil has slapped him. Holy fuck. I know. Holy fuck. You already said that. Wait. So this Andrew guy, does he know about Aaron then? Yeah. When I met him, I thought he was Aaron. It was funny. Neil chuckles. Anyway, he's actually moving to our school next week. What? Neil does very animated jazz hands. Surprise! You're the worst. I yelled at Aaron for God's sake, Neil. A little bit of a heads up next time, maybe? Fine. I want to meet him. Neil laughs. So you can give him the shovel talk? Kevin slaps his hand over his chest and pulls a shocked face. I will do no such thing. He pats Neil's shoulder. Can't promise anything about David, though. That night, Andrew waits for Neil by the Ferris wheel after everyone's left the amusement park, holding a blanket and a pack of gummy worms. He smirks as soon as he sees Neil. Hey, how's your other boyfriend? Neil laughs. You're so full of shit. Andrew's face lights up in faint amusement. He heads up to the seat that's just 3 feet above the ground and climbs in, dragging the blanket over his legs. Andrew hates heights, but the Ferris wheel is something of a favorite for both of them, as long as they sit close to the ground. Neil follows Andrew and snuggles next to him. The thing about Andrew is, he always knows what mood Neil is in. It's like he can read him, which hasn't happened to Neil before Andrew. People usually eat up Neil's lies and acts, but not Andrew. So, as soon as Neil presses his shoulder against Andrew's, the blonde boy wraps his arms around him and holds him. Are you mad? Neil says. Why? Because my new school thinks you're dating my brother? Because you're the one who has to tell him, and I might have messed this up for you. Because I lost the photos. It was stupid. No. Andrew sighs in his hair, sending a shiver down Neil's spine. You didn't mess up anything. I told Kevin. He wants me to invite you to dinner sometime. Brace yourself for a mild shovel talk. Andrew snorts. And no, you can't stab him. Andrew fake whines, making Neil laugh. I'm going to tell Aaron tomorrow. Neil sits up. Do you want me to stay with you when you call him? No, I want to be alone for it. I don't know how... Hey, it's okay. I understand. Just Call me after, or text me. I just want to know you'll be okay. Andrew brushes his knuckles over Neil's cheek and presses his hand on the back of his neck. Come here. Neil lets Andrew lead his head down until it's resting on his lap and kicks his feet up over the side railing. The movement causes the seat to swing. Neil loves it. Andrew opens the pack of gummy worms with his teeth and waves it over Neil's face. I got the sour ones. They're still sweet, Neil says, but they taste like fruits. See? This one's apple. Well, fine. Neil can't argue with that. He accepts the gummy worm, and hell, they do taste like sour fruits. I wanted to ask you something, Neil starts. It's been bugging him since Andrew said he's moving to his school. When you move to my school, do I have to... I mean, how do you want me to... He sighs. Shit, this is harder than he thought. Do you want me to keep my distance there? Andrew's eyebrows knit together. As opposed to what? Jumping me in the schoolyard and pinning me against a wall? He snorts. Because this is totally a thing you would do. You know what I'm asking you. Don't play dumb. Andrew runs his fingers over Neil's eyebrows. I'm not going to hide. Warmth floods his chest. Honestly, he wasn't sure what Andrew would answer to that. He's not into public displays of affection of any kind, and Neil doesn't want him to do that. But he doesn't want to pretend there's nothing between them. Neil kicks his legs out to make the seat swing again and closes his eyes to the feel of Andrew's fingers through his hair. Aaron paces his room for 100th time. He's been tagged on LGBTQ+ posts on Twitter for a second day in a row. Random people sneak into his DMs and call him names, and there's nothing he can do to explain that this isn't him in that goddamn picture. He would never cheat on Caitlin. Caitlin, at least, believes him. She sits on the edge of his bed and watches him take another round of angry steps. Why the hell? Why? I hate that little shit so much, Kate. Caitlin leans back and props herself on her elbows. I still can't believe he would do that. I mean, if this is for a joke, wouldn't you have said so by now? Oh, do you see now that he's just an asshole? Who does that? You know what? I'll talk to him and get to the bottom of it. He can't just do this and then act like it's true. I mean, he was supposed to be my friend. Aaron raises an eyebrow. Fine. Schoolmate, I sometimes show cheerleader moves, too. Oh my god. You know, people don't give him shit about this at all. Like he's some kind of an innocent baby animal. But sure, let's roast Aaron to hell and back, Aaron mumbles. Well, he's not dating me, Caitlin smiles. It's funny how it makes Aaron weak in the knees every time. Thank God for that. His phone buzzes on the nightstand, and the last thing he wants is to look at what fresh wave of bullshit his schoolmates are pouring on him. Babe, please pick it up. It's driving me crazy, Caitlin says, and holds the phone up to Aaron. The number on the screen is unknown. He takes the phone and stares at it for a long moment. Maybe one of the vixens is calling to threaten to beat me to death in a dark alley in defense of your honor. Caitlin laughs. So dramatic. Yeah, well, people are insane. Aaron connects the call and puts it on speakerphone to prove his point to Caitlin, because there are really two options here. Cold callers, or some righteous asshole from school calling him to tell him to go die. It's extremely inconvenient that people love Caitlin so much. Hello? Aaron says. Hi. My name's Andrew. The voice sounds shaky and so similar to Aaron's own, except raspier. Dobson. Andrew Dobson. Okay. I think you're my... Andrew clears his throat. Shit. He says so quietly, Aaron barely hears it. I'm pretty sure you're my brother. Aaron doesn't think he can speak. He's too busy trying to force the air into his lungs. Caitlin takes the phone from his hand before he drops it on the floor. Hey, hi, I'm Caitlin, Aaron's girlfriend. Could you, just a second? It's okay if he doesn't want to talk to me, Andrew says, and that snaps Aaron back to reality faster than a cold shower. He grabs the phone. No, I do. I want to talk to you. It's just, I've been trying to find you How did you find me?
Coincidence, I guess. You go to my boyfriend's school. He thought I was you when we met, and one thing led to another.
Caitlin's mouth drops open. Aaron frowns. We can't look that similar, can we?
He says it quietly, as if only for Caitlin to hear, but he's sure Andrew hears it too.
Caitlin presses a hand over her mouth.
Oh my god.
What? Aaron says.
Caitlin leans over. Hey, Andrew, so when's your birthday?
What does that have to do with anything?
Aaron squints his eyes at her.
What is she going for?
He doesn't want to overwhelm his brother. He just found him. Maybe an interrogation isn't exactly the best thing to do, especially not over the phone.
But Andrew huffs a quiet laugh, instead of drawing back.
November 4th.
Aaron's head buzzes in white static.
You... what?
And your boyfriend's name is Neil? Caitlin says.
Yes.
What?
Aaron is sure he's going to have a heart attack at 18.
Can he?
Fuck.
Photo mystery solved.
Jesus, I accused him of photoshopping me.
Aaron mumbles, and Andrew laughs at the other end of the line.
We're twins? We're fucking twins? Are you serious?
Aaron wants to hit something. A lot of somethings, in fact.
Dread spreads in his stomach in a wave. What kind of person separates twins?
Aaron bites the inside of his cheek and clears his throat.
Would you want to meet sometime?
Yes. Might be a good idea, considering I'm actually transferring to your school next week.
Thought it might be good to meet before that.
Neil says you'd faint if we met directly at school for the first time.
Neil said what?
Ugh! Aaron wants to kick him. That little...
He slaps his hand over his mouth before he remembers that this is Andrew's boyfriend he's about to trash.
Sorry.
I'm sure he's done something to deserve it. He has a bit of an attitude problem.
Andrew says, and Aaron can practically hear the smirk in his voice.
So, when do you want to meet? I mean, I'm free now, Aaron says.
Andrew falls silent.
Or another time?
Anytime, actually.
Now's fine.
Aaron's heart goes 100 miles per hour. Meeting his brother has always been a someday concept. A moment so far ahead in time, he thought it would never come.
Someday.
Against all odds, someday is today. It's been 2 weeks since Andrew met his brother. Surprisingly, Aaron handled it a lot like Andrew did, with no excess sappy crap, as if they'd known each other their whole life and just came back from a quick vacation. And unsurprisingly, Nikki Hemmick sobbed like a 5-year-old for half an hour. Tonight, Andrew invited Aaron, Nikki, and Caitlin over for Bee's famous roast. Andrew had been so scared Bee would pull away from him now that he's found he has blood relatives. He should have known better. Years ago, when Bee took him in, Andrew was only 10 at the time, she said she would never leave him. He'd been stupid to think Bee would ever break a promise to him. He leans against the kitchen counter, waiting for the kettle to boil so he can put some of Bee's fancy imported tea. She cuts pieces of rum cake on the dinner table while Nikki chatters her head off about the unfairness of child custody laws. Caitlin has her arm around Aaron's shoulders, and he seems fully intent on throwing popcorn on Neil until the end of time. Neil grins and throws them back. His stupid math competition pin shines on his shirt, and Andrew knows he only put it there to annoy Aaron. It's working. His brother is all riled up, calling Neil an excessively perky math nerd. Neil looks up at Andrew as if he can feel his eyes on him, and quirks his eyebrow in question. Andrew knows his body language perfectly by now.
Are you okay? Neil's face says.
Andrew smiles softly, in a way that he never allowed himself to before.
I am now, the smile says.
The end. Thanks for listening.